the Ramban at the beginning of Truma makes an observation which I know I've learned the Ramban a lot of times, but it never really struck me till this year what he's really saying. It's a very, very interesting mahalach. So the Ramban goes like this: Kasha diber Hashem im Yisrael ponim befonim after Mamet Hasina Aseres Hadibros v'tzivo oisam al yidei Moshe k'tzas mitzvos shehem k'moy ovois lemitzvos seo shel Torah. Now they know Pashas Mishpatim, so they know some of the mitzvos of the Torah. Kasha in higu rabbeinu im hagerim shuboim lehisyahed. That's what a ger has to know. When a ger comes and says, I want to become Jewish, so then we tell him, not the whole Torah, that's too much. You tell him certain mitzvahs, kalos, chamuros, you tell him a little bit, you give him a taste of what it means to be Jewish, and that is exactly what happened over here. We got the Aseres HaDibros at HaSinai, and we got Parshas Mishpatim, and heaven knows, Parshas Mishpatim is a lot of halachos. But it gives us an idea of what a Jewish society is supposed to look like. The Yisroel kiblu aleihem lasas kol ma sheyitzavum al yodo shel Moshe v'koras imohem bris al kol ze. That's at the end of Mishpatim. Me'ato hineihem lo le'om v'hu lohem le'elokim kasher hisno imohem mitchilo. He had promised them v'atem tiyulim amlechos koyanim v'goy kodesh. So now they are the om of the Rebbeinu Shlolam. Suddenly struck me, like, that's an unbelievable chiddush. We are in the matzah of Geirim. That means we don't know anything of the Torah. What do we know? We know now the Aseres HaDibros, or it's Mishkan Kleinigkeit, but we heard the Aseres HaDibros. Some of you may remember that in the Aseres HaDibros you've got 14 mitzvahs. Alright, but it's only still 14 mitzvahs, and then you have Parshas Mishpatim. So we're in the same matzav as a ger who's coming in to become Jewish, and knows some of the colors, some of the chamuros. That's who we are. Now what now? Oh, now you need a Mishkan. That's unbelievable. Like, I would have thought that once the phrase at the end of Zoysa Broch, of course at that point we didn't know yet all the tragedies that would happen along the way, and there would be a mice of the Eagle and a mice of the Meraglim, none of that we know yet. But at some point where they know Kol HaTorah Kula, so now you put the icing on the cake, you have to have a Mishkan. But here, what the Torah is telling us by the Seder HaDvarim is that the minute you have fulfilled your obligations as they were stated by Matan Torah, namely, Shemaya Tishmu B'Koyle U'Shemaatim Esperisi, so then V'Yisam Lisegula, so you're going to become a Mamlechus Kohen of a Goy Kodesh, and immediately at the lowest possible level that can take place, already there's a Tzoyrech of the Mishkan. That's some of a big chiddush. Like, why do we need the Mishkan right away like that? And what is the Ramban's Loshen? Vom Vatem Tiyuri Mamlechus Kohen of a Goy Kodesh V'hine Hem Kedoshim Ra'uyem Shiyeh Bohem Mikdash Lahashrois Shinosoi Benehem. They're ready to have the Shrina in their midst. Now, what does that really mean? So, I mean, you know, over the past years we've discussed a lot of different aspects of the Mishkan, of the presence of the Mishkan among us. And we certainly dealt with the pasuk over there in Tetzaveh that Ani Hashem Asher Tzeisi Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim L'shachni B'soichem, that the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the Ramban over there, was that I should have a place to dwell among you. Ivo L'moshav Lo, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be with us. It's all emes. But what's the hurry over here? So it occurred to me that maybe there's something between the lines over here, which had never really struck me till now. But the truth is that what does the Ramban mean over there in Tetzaveh? That Leshachni B'Soicham, that the whole thing, the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was to give me, the Ribbono Shel Olam, a place among you. I needed a place to live down here in Olam Hazeh. I need a place to be Mashre Mashrina. And that's why I took you out of Mitzrayim. So weist ois that the moment we are Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh, the moment we become a Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh, that moment is the moment, even though we're doing it at a very, very, very beginning level. We don't know hardly anything from what the Torah demands of us. But we know enough to give us a taste, and that's enough to elicit sufficient commitment on the part of somebody who wants to become a ger, that we are mekabel him to become a ger. We need a Mishkan. We need the Ribbono Shel Olam among us. See, that makes a big problem for us. I mean, we've been now a couple of thousand years without a Mishkan. And if the Mishkan is so enormously significant, so enormously important, that even at the very, very, very beginning of our trail towards what we're supposed to be, already we need a Mishkan. So how have we lasted for so long without a Mishkan? Alright, so we have Yesoidus, that if you're Oisik and the Dinim of Korbanos, it's either you're Makriv of them, but it's obviously not the same thing. What is really going on? I hope I remember to get back to this, Shiloh, before we finish this year, because I have a thought about it. But I don't want to interrupt now the Mahalach HaMachshava. So why do we need the Mishkan so much? So I think, again, this is not something which I saw anywhere, and I'm just suggesting it. You'd better check it out with somebody whom you trust, whether it's Zogable or not. But we have the Chazal, and we've mentioned it many, many times before, that in the fight which Yaakov and Esav had in Rivka's womb, they were choylek on the Nachalas Shnei Olamos, it was Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And what was the Hachor? The Hachor was that Esav was going to get Olam Hazeh and Yaakov was going to get Olam Haba, which means that our sojourn in this world down here is, we're strangers down here. The emes is, we have no rights down here. Bichlal, we've talked about that a lot, that that's why we have to make a bracha before we eat. Esav doesn't have to make a bracha before we eat. We don't really belong here. Why are we here? We talked about that. If somebody is Shaloi Mimkoima, it must be because it should be Mashpia. A whole big passion. I think that it's possible to understand the Ramban, to say that that's the thing which the Ramban means. I don't have the courage to say, not the courage and not the wisdom, but it sounds to me as though the Ramban means exactly what he says. Now that you have become a Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh, now that you have become a Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh, now the time has come to make the Mishkan here. Why? Because you need an embassy over here. You are B'nai Olam Haba. You are people who Be'etzem have your whole Metzias because you are B'nai Olam Haba. So the minute you are this Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh, which is right now, although it's in a B'devetic way, you don't know three quarters of the Torah yet, but you are already a Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh. If you are already a Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh, so you need that there should be a Shtik Olam Habo down here. And that is what the Mishkan is. L'shachni B'Soicham. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is Shoichen down here, and the Shechina rests on the Kapoiras in the Kodesh Kodoshim, and we've learned a lot of times about that, that the Kodesh Kodoshim is a me'en of Olam Haba, because it's not limited at all to the physical properties of our physical world. Remember the Gemara in Yuma that the Orain is not min hamidah, and the Kruvim, Shlom HaMelech's Kruvim that stood in the Kodesh Kadoshim were not min haminyan. They didn't min hamidah. They didn't take up any place. The Orain didn't take any place. The dimensions of the Kodesh Kadoshim were as wide and long and broad as they were when there was nothing inside. That means that the Oran took up no space, and we can't understand what that means. And the Kruvim took up no space, and we can't understand what that means. And we talked about the Perek in Yecheskel, where he looks into the Achas Hayomim, and where he sees this tiny trickle of water coming out from the Kodesh Kodoshim, and as it goes along, becoming a mighty, mighty, mighty river rushing along. Where did it come from? There was only a trickle coming out from the Kodesh Kodoshim. It's the same Yesod that in the Kodesh Kodoshim there are no dimensions. That means that the Kodesh Kodoshim is mufka from physicality. So that is a place where the Ribbono Shel can be shochen. So we have over here our extraterritorial Mishkan, at least the Kodesh Kodoshim of the Mishkan, and that is what gives us the possibility and the courage and the ability to live as an Olam Haba people in Olam Hazeh. I think that that's what's going on over here. And I think that that is very much pshat in the first pasuk in Truma. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemer, Dabei el b'nei Yisrael v'yikru li Truma me'etz kol ish asher yidvenu libo tikru es Trumasi. They should take for me. Who should take? So the Emes says that the Sephorna, if you look at the Sephorna, he bavons that, and he learns here, V'yitvoli Truma, Emo le Yisroel, Shechofatzti, Shegaboim, Yigvu, Ba'adi Truma. I'm Hashem, and I need your Truma, so Sheyitvo, who should take? Appoint Gaboim. Send Gaboim around and ask for donations, and so they will take the donations from the people as they offer them, and they bring it to where they have to bring it, and Bezalel will go and build a Mishkan. That's the V'yikru li Truma, meaning Klal Yisrael should take. In what way should they take? They should take because they are sending around Gaboim who collect the money. But the Rashi does not say that. What does Rashi say? V'yikru li Truma li lishmi Truma. So Truma means Hafrosha. Yafrishu li mimomonom nedova. They should take, each man in Israel should take from his momon a nedova. He should take it. Li, for me. What do you mean he should take it? He's got it already, it's his. He should give it, not he should take it. What does it mean over here? The yikru li truma. Again, that is, I think, what the Sephorna is trying to bavon. And Rashi learns, when I go and take money, I am taking it. From whom am I taking it? It was mine before, it's mine now. Now I'm going to give it to somebody. So I'm not taking it. The Torah says, I think that the following may be an emes. I'm not going to say the emes. I'm going to say an emes. And that is that very interesting in the Michtav Me'Elyohu, in the Sogam of Rav Dessler, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. So he comes back, I think, several times to this idea that we really mess things up very, very much. The Ribbono Shel Olam created Adam HaRishon, and Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim, he had his neshama inside himself, and that was supposed to be his identity. That's who you are. What happened? So Rav Dessler says, all of us can, I mean, I imagine big tzaddikim may live differently, but ordinary people, it's like this. Let's say we want something which we shouldn't really have. Let's say we want to do a little avera. Maybe there is no such thing as a little avera, but I see some candies and they look very, very, very delicious, and the hefsha is, well, there is a hefsha on it. I don't know exactly whether it's the best hefsha that it could possibly be. So then we get a fight. Between whom? Between me, who wanted, and inside me somebody is saying, I want this, I want to eat this. and the Yetzer HaTov was coming along and saying, hey, you really shouldn't do it. In other words, the Yetzer HaTov talks to me as you. He feels himself a stranger in me. Who am I? I am Mr. Want. I am the guy who wants, and who wants, and who wants, and who wants. And the Yetzer HaTov is the nice friend who has a sense of responsibility, and he comes over and says, listen, don't do it. Yeah, it's in a chain. You know it's not the right thing to do. 5 minutes later, you'll regret it. And what's the big spiel if you have this candy or you don't have this candy? He's talking to me as you. And that's a terrible thing. It ought to be the other way around. It ought to be that my identity is the Nishmas Chaim, which the Rebbeinu Shalom put into me. So that's my identity. And then Yetzer Hara comes along and says, listen, I'm my family, I come from the Nachash, and it's our job to come and tell you that there's a different way of living also. But that's not the way it works. We have become identified with the wanting part of us, and the part of us which has still a little bit of seichel comes to us in the second person. And I think that that is what the pasuk is saying over here. What the pasuk is saying is, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yikru li truma. Let that good part, the part which knows what the right thing is, we'll try and expand on that a little bit, but the part which knows what the right thing to do is, let them take from the usurper who has taken over our personality, the one whom we feel as being I, that part of you which says, I want, let your Yetzer HaTov, let your understanding of what the right thing is, but which is no more the way you identify yourself, let it come to the guy whom you do identify yourself with, namely the Ich, I want, I want, I want, I want, and take the truma away from him. Take the truma away from that part of you, which is the imposter, which is saying, I am really the person who this person is. So the Yetzer HaTov Ki'ilu should come and take away that truma from him and say, no, you are not really the I. I am the I, and I'm taking it, and I'm schlepping it out from you because you don't know how to handle it. So that is, I think, that may be what this pasuk is saying. V'yikru li truma. Let the Yetzer HaTov, who Nebuch is not the I anymore, let him go and grab the money away from the Yetzer Hara, who is pretending to posturing to be the I. See, I think I've mentioned the Sifurna in the past, and it's really quite interesting. It's in Pikudei. So there it talks about, it goes over all the dinim of the Mishkan again and what happened. So the Sifurna says like this, Siper malos zeha Mishkan, the pasuk over here is telling us all the good things that happened in the construction of the Mishkan, Shebishvilam hoyoroi liyos nitzchi. That was the means by which the Rebbeinu Shem guaranteed that the Mishkan would be eternal. What does it mean, mitzvah eternal? The Sifurna, I'm not going to read the whole Sifurna, it's quite a long Sifurna, but what he points out is that all the subsequent Bote Mikdash, all of them were destroyed. Shlomo HaMelech by his Rishon was destroyed, by his Sheni was destroyed, Hurdas was destroyed, everything was destroyed. The only thing that wasn't destroyed, Shiloh was destroyed, the only thing that wasn't destroyed was Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan. And the Sifurna Chiddush is that why wasn't that destroyed? Why was the Mishkan never destroyed? As it wore out, they buried it, but it was never destroyed. It was never nimsa to the Goyim. So he says over here, who did the building over here? Shoyu Roshe Umne Melechas HaMishkan V'Kelev Miyuchosim V'Tzadikim Shebedoyah. Only Miyuchosim and Tzadikim in the Doya were involved in building the Mishkan. It never fell to the Goyish hands. The Goyim had no shlita of it. How do I know this? Sefuna, said it over once in a dinner for the Chinuch Atzmoy. Says, if it's on Egena Zach, it lasts. Yeah, if you start mixing the Goyim into it, it won't last. And that's this Sefuna. Ubachen Shosa Shchina b'masi Yedeim v'loi Nofal b'yad Oivim. Aber Mikdash Shloimei Shehu Yoivdei HaMelocha Boi Mitzoya. There were the workers from Tzoya, the Chiyom Melech Tzoya. Afal Pishu Shosa by Shchina, but Nistadu HaChaloka, bits and pieces fell away. V'hutzach L'chasek Es Bedek HaBayez v'Nofal b'soif HaKol b'yad Oivim. Aber bei Shene, Schleuhoye boy, gam echot mikol eile, hatte noem. They also were goyim involved. Loi shosse bei Shino, v'nofal biyad oivim. Ki omnum bei Shene, loihoye mishkan o edus, because the luchas weren't there. Schleuhoye boy luchas o edus. Loipukat, ki im alpi korosh. Loihoye shom b'nei levi, kumay shahed. In other words, it has to be, if you want the mokom mikdash to remain, it has to be permanent. It has to be netzach. Otherwise, it falls to the goyim. What's the pshat? I think that the inner truth of this is that the side of it is that it has to be a shtik olam haba. That is what the Mishkan was there for. L'shachni b'soichem, the Rebbein Hashem said, I needed an embassy down here. If I send my yidden down here, and I did, and now they are down here, and they have to function this physical world, but they don't belong here. They belong in Olam Haba. So I must have an embassy, extraterritorial, and that is the Mishkan. And Mimela, you have to make sure that when you build the Mishkan, that kesef has to come from the real neshama inside the person. And although we have gotten ourselves in a matzav where we pretend to ourselves that neshama is the you, but that I am the one who wants everything that the neshama doesn't want, at the time of the taking, collecting the money, whatever was needed, or the things that were needed for the Mishkan, the you, that means the Yetzer HaTov, the one who knows what the right thing is to do, has to grab it away from the Yetzer Hara, who has usurped the eye of the person, and schlepped it li, to me. I think that is mamish what's going on over here. And that stells a vector, you saw it. A, why was the Mishkan such a hurry? The answer is because Mamlechus Koyan in the Goy Kodesh, they suddenly became strangers in this world. They have nothing in this world. They need an embassy over here. Because as an Am, they became Bnei Olam Haba. As an Am, what are they doing down here? Their territory is, they have a function to do. They have a function. Obe, they need a place where they belong. That's the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Mishkan. Particularly the Kodesh Kodoshim, and they needed that right away. And how can you establish that? By making it from the bottom up. You're going to make it with only Kedusha, only the good, only the Lishem Shamayim, and that is why the Yetzer HaTov, which had become the you, needed to grab it from the Yetzer Hara, which had become the I, and that is what happened over here. I think that is really what it is. Now, it just so happens that I'm just now holding in the middle of learning the Pasha of Arachin, of Ezef, Erki Olai, Domi Olai, Erki Olai. It's a whole big Pasha, and I never really understood what this Erki Olai is. See, Domi Olai is easy to understand. Domi Olai is my value. How much am I worth? So you go down to your friendly slave, the dealer down the block, and you ask him, listen, Baruch Hashem, I'm not a slave. If I were a slave, how much would you sell me for? What is my value? I've got these skills, I've got this IQ, I've got this, I've got that, I can do this, I can do that, I can, yeah, so how much am I worth? Don't be a lie, that's what I'm going to give the Beis HaMikdash. But what does Erki mean? So we know the halachas roughly, that Erki, nothing that I can do, or nothing that I am, influences the value a key who's there. There's only two things that matter. Your age, and your gender. Are you male or female, and how old are you? And depending on that, that's what you give to the Beis HaMikdash. So what are you really giving to the Beis HaMikdash? What is it? It's not what you're worth on in a store. So what is that value? And what are you trying to accomplish by giving it to the Beis HaMikdash? So it's a whole big long sugya. And I just want to tell you the outline of what at the moment I'm thinking about it. I think that what is there in this world that makes absolutely no difference how intelligent you are, how skillful you are, how able you are, how strong you are, how weak you are. Zilch. Nothing matters. The age is an absolute. The gender is an absolute. Those two are the things that are. All other things are, you'd say, accidental, right? You're smart, you're less smart. You're healthy, you're less healthy. You're dexterous, you're less dexterous. These are all things that can change, that can switch. But the only things that tie up the person absolutely and objectively, the only thing and which is common to every human being that sits on this earth, is how old he is and whether he's male or female. So that is der Mensch. So what are you valuing? What does the Torah mean when it says that if you're from 30 days old to 5 years, so a man, it's 5 shkolim, and a woman is 3 shkolim. Let's not get into the reason why women are less than men. Rav Shmuel Hirsch has a beautiful mahalach over there, and it's worthwhile reading what he has to say over there. Essentially, he says it depends. He says that the woman's sphere is only in the home, and the home, she doesn't call kavuda basmela penima. The woman in an ideal society does not mix with the crowds outside. So the home is best projected, and if you want to project it in numbers, it would be number 3, because number 3 is the nuclear family, father, mother, and child. So that is the home. So her erech, her potential erech, is still a little child between 1 month and 5 years. So 3, she is Mrs. Home. The man is home plus society. What's society? 2. Why society? 2? Because 2 is the one number in the whole infinity of numbers. 2 is the number which changes singularity to plurality. That means when you go out and say there's not only I in this world, but there is the whole world out there also, and I'm going to function within that miskeret, so then that's 2. So 3 and 2 is 5. So that's why the man is 5 and the woman is 3. And then at the ideal age, which is when they're 20, from 20 to 60, each one is multiplied by 10, which is the number of shlemos. So he's 50 and she's 30. Doesn't make a difference. But Azedas. So what is this erech? Why am I giving it? Do I want to give $50 to the Beis HaMikdash? Let me write out a check, put it in the mail, and that's it. What do I have to say? Erki or Leifo? Or the erech of so and so or life? It's a very, very, very interesting thing. So when I was thinking this through, I had not seen the Medrash Tanchuma, which I'm going to read to you in a moment, which is very, very interesting. But I hadn't seen that. I figured that Erchin must be my thanks to the Rebbeinu Shloilam for my humanity. That I'm a human, I'm alive. Not that I'm Jewish, not that I'm skillful, and not that I'm this, and not that I'm that. There is a special Yashakaya for being alive, for being a person. And the only thing which is indigenous to being a person, that means that nothing else is like that. That it has, yeah. It's all accident. You have these genes, you have those genes, you have this, you have that. Therefore, you have this, you have that. It's not be'etzem. The only thing is be'etzem is the age and the gender. That is Erki. And Erki Olai means, I thought it meant, and I see in this Tanchum a little differently, but I thought it meant that it's an offering of thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for giving me life. I'm alive. And that is an unbelievable gift. And you can't be Messiah that, because it doesn't matter whether I'm intelligent or not. It doesn't matter whether I'm dexterous or not. Being alive is its own excuse. And that consists of these two things. It consists of gender and it consists of age. Now the Medrash Tanchuma, right at the end of Luchu Kosai, seems to say that it's not like I thought, thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's a dedication. That when I say Erki Olai, I'm dedicating my life to the Ribbono Shel Olam, my humanness, my humanity. Not my Jewishness, that has different ways of doing that, but I'm dedicating my mitzvahs of being human to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's see whether we can find it. Oh! I'll read it. It's a few lines, but it's worth hearing. It's the last Tanchuma in Vayikra. Dova Acha, Ishki Yafli Neder, Afo Akum Oimrim. Goyim also say, Bamo Akadem Hashem Ikav Lelakei Morom. I also want to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hayitze Hashem Baalfe Eilem Beribe Vois Nachale Shomen, Haeten Bechoyri Pishi Pri Bitni, Haeten Bechoyri Pishi Pri Bichatosi, Chatas Nafshi. I'm willing to give all kinds of korbanos, and including my own children. You want to offer your children up before me. That's not your avoider. I gave those to Yid, not to you. And that's how the Rambam Paskens. A guy cannot be married. But the Rambam Paskens are like, a guy cannot be married. He can be Nerach, but he can't be married. So, to my Lebonai Nosati, Pashas Kobonais, Pashas Arochen, Shukobonai Seyem Chavivim Lefonai. Oh, you do, I love those Kobonas. Tedaloch, because Sefer Vayikro, Trilosai Shel Sefer, Dabe El Bnei Yisroel, Vomato Aleyem, Odom ki yakrif mikem korban l'Hashem, mikem v'loy meha'akom. So really, I like your korbanos, not our korbanos from a guy. V'soifah shel sefer, davel v'nei Yisroel, v'matra aleim ish ki yafli ve'erkecho. It starts with a regular korban, and it starts with erkeo. It stops with erkeo lai. V'cheinu oim v'magidvo v'yakov, Omer hen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, im atem mevien lefonai arachim shelochem, ma'aleh ani aleichem ki'ilu nafsho seichem hikraftem lefonai. When you give me your erech, you're giving me your nefesh, and that's what I'm saying. You're giving me your humanity. Nefesh is the humanness, it's the being alive. So when you give me the erech, you are giving me your life. Lekach nema ish ki yafli neida Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Bishuso arochem ani matzil eschem migehinam Omer Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Hein ma'arichen lefona es nafshay sechem Ani matzil eschem me'arichas gehinam All the ranks of the Shoim standing in Gehinam and waiting to be punished. The Yidden won't be there because they gave the arochem. They gave their lives, they gave their nefesh to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Mimela, they are nitzel from the Arichas Gehinnom. Shnema ki oruch me esmul tofte. The Pasuk in Yeshaya can't go into it now because the time is running out. The Erach lefnechem shulchan, hu sh'omer David tarach lefonai. Shulchan, neged tzoyro, tarach, the same word as erchen. That's it. the Tanchuma is saying that what is Erech? Erech is our nefesh. And when I say Erki Olai, see, it has to be different when I say the Erech of somebody else, but that's not for now. But when I say Erki, when I'm not of my Erech, what I'm saying to the Rebbein Shem is, Rebbein Shem, you have me. You gave me the most fundamental meanness that there is. What am I? I am a combination of gender and age, and that is life, and that I'm giving to you, symbolically. Vanishev says, you give me yourself. Not a korban. The sefer starts with a korban, but it ends with giving me yourself. Not because you're going to cut your throat, but because your life, you're living it, it's there, you have it. And what are you saying? I want to give it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Wow. That is what Erki is. Where does the Erech go? Then somebody says Erki Olai, and he gives it to the Gizbah. What does he do? Where does it go? It goes to the Beder Kavayis. You understand? I think that Yesod, that the Erech goes to the Beder Kavayis, that is the Sefona. The Tanchuma, I mean. Yeah? That by having tzaddikim, having the great people only involved in the building, so mimela it's netzach. There's no yad. The goyim can never have a yad in it. And the same thing is now with the arochem. What did we give to the Rebbein Shem when we say Erki Olai? And that's the end of Sefer Vayikra, Rabbeisa, and Daf Gut Her. It starts with Korbanos, it ends with the Korban of oneself. Erki Olai. Wow, it's unbelievable. And where does it go to the Beit HaKabayis? That's the Yesod, that if we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be on Yesodas of Tara and Kedushim. That's what I wanted to say. The question with which I started, that if they needed the Beis HaMikdash right away, the Mishkan right away, so what's today? 2,000 years came out without the Beis HaMikdash. And I think that is the function of the Torah which the Rebbein Shem gave us. And that is the last Nevuah of Malachi. That's the point when Malachi was the last Novi. It's curtains, no more Nevuah. What did he say? Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. I heard that once from the Pani Yisharov. He was in Getze. And he said that's what it is. When Nevuah died down, Torah takes over and says, Zichru Torah Moshe. In other words, as we were able to find ourselves in the Arochem, which were Neuheg, where the Beis HaMikdash was standing, we can also find ourselves in the Torah if we learn it right, and if we do it right, then that is the answer to that question. Maybe we'll have other opportunities to talk it more about Arichus.